Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Could you imagine if all of a sudden you're out here with your friends and you're in your front yard and your son is inside, you know, playing some sort of a PlayStation game or some sort of, you know, game on his on the TV, and next thing you see is there's somebody flying an aircraft by your home and they're looking into your home at your kid, spying on your child in your own house, looking through the window through what they call a drone, and then it comes around and it looks at you and your friends as you're standing by your garage door, and it's flying over your head while the camera's looking at you. Does this seem crazy? Well, it just happened. As a matter of fact, in Vancouver, take a look at this.
Neighbor used a drone to spy on him at home. That boy's father and others in the neighborhood are outraged at what they call an invasion of privacy.
The man who was flying the drone says it's all being blown out of proportion. Investigator Joe Douglas has been digging into the story and what the law says about drones. And Joe, first and foremost, was a crime committed here?
Steve, this all happened in Vancouver, and police there say no crime was committed. But the laws in Washington and the laws in Oregon are very different when it comes to your privacy and drones.
7-year-old Drew Sikorsky was at his friend Landon's house Saturday when he says he heard something outside.
It was my friend's turn to play Minecraft, and I was like sitting right here, and I heard a buzz. There was a drone outside, and I was like, hey, there's a drone outside, and I think it has a camera on it. And so I went over to the door and hid.
While Drew was hiding, Landon's grandpa, Mike Meacham, and some friends were hanging out in the garage. That's when they spotted the drone, which looks like this.
We're standing around having a conversation, and then a drone just came down out of nowhere, like 10 feet above us, and was just hovering, watching us. We all gave it the universal sign of displeasure, and it still didn't go away. And so I went in the house, got my BB gun, and pointed it at it, and it took off.
After that, Mike and his 19-year-old son walked over to the next block to confront the man who was flying the drone.
Oh, yeah, I was extremely angry. I told him I would shoot it down if it came over my property again.
Both men say there were a few pushes and shoves before they each backed off.
These individuals are kind of making a bigger deal than what this really is.
That's me on the phone with the guy who was flying the drone. He called me from work after I left a note on his door. He didn't want to give his name, but he told me he never got close to the home's window or Meacham and his friends.
The drone was flying above the street, probably at about 15 to 20 feet elevation. But I flew the drone away, and then probably about 5 minutes later, a very intoxicated gentleman come running down.
Meacham says he'd only had a few beers. Though officers say no crime was committed, Drew and his dad say their neighbor should have known better.
I have to wonder what's the guy's motive.
Again, Vancouver police say there was no crime in this case, but in general they say you can potentially be charged with stalking or harassment for the use of a drone. Still, neither Washington nor the federal government have specific privacy regulations for drone use. Now, here in Oregon, you can sue someone if they repeatedly fly a drone less than 400 feet above your property without your permission. Live outside in the parking lot, Joe Douglas, K2 News.
All right, Joe, thank you. And Joe first started looking into the story after getting a news tip about it. If you have a story you'd like us to look into, we want to stay connected to you as well. So send us an email at newstips@katu.com.
So you think about that. I mean, we're in a day and age where things are just so different. I mean, think about it. If you're in America and you're operating legally within the Second Amendment, and just say you're out hunting quail or you're cleaning your gun, and you're in a legal area that you can fire your gun, and somebody starts coming over and spying on you with a drone, I'm curious how the law is going to go out. These days are crazy. When you think about this, Amazon, the company, Amazon.com, its leader, they're actually researching how that your products can be delivered to you by drones. Is some of the things that's being said today, some of the reports we talked about previously on VFN TV is that the skyways are going to be filled with these drones. Can you imagine? You don't know if it's your neighbor kid actually, playing with his toys or her toys, or is it some, you know, criminal wanting to look in your windows to see if you're gone yet so they can break into your home or fly back? You know, you can actually fly at such a distance now with these things. You can be so far up that you can't even hear the noise of the drone while they're zooming in, while you're punching in your code on an ATM machine, for example. I mean, this whole new realm, it makes you think about the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. You know, having this right to your own private property and you can't be searched, and you have a right to your property papers and things. And what's taking place? It's like, what happened to privacy? You know, what's going on today? Just because you can doesn't mean you really should. We're going to talk about this and so much more, including how George Washington was a man of prayer in an event that took place in Washington that's going to really bless you, but also awaken us for where we are in this day in regards to the Supreme Court.
Is that not amazing when you're thinking about, you know, you leave your home, and the thing we used to do is, like, you know, lock the doors.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to do that, but obviously you lock your doors, you know, maybe even get some sort of a monitoring alarm system or whatever. But now you have people that are flying aircraft that hover, which is a big thing. You know, think about that. There was no hovering. And now it can hover quietly, and then it can actually just fly around looking in your windows, like, you know, what is she doing now? What is he doing now? And, you know, what, I mean, think about this.
Yeah.
I mean, over and over again, and there's some good reasons to use. I mean, everything's has a good purpose to it or a bad purpose to it. But I can see that if good things are in bad people's hands, how these things are used. And we got to think again, our skies, FAA made a statement. We have it on VFN Torch. We'll make it related to you. But I think they're talking about something like 16,000 drones in the air. They're expecting all new laws coming in. So you're going to be looking, we're going to be able to look in the air, and the jet stream is going to be filled with like.
Is that locusts?
Yes.
No, it's just drones.
Wow. Yeah. My goodness. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.